Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
I'll make this brief. Oftentimes we hear people say, why is Black History Month so short? They gave us only 28 days to celebrate. Allow me to introduce to you the man behind the celebration. In 1915, Carter G. Woodson traveled to Chicago from his home in Washington, D.C., to take part in a national celebration of the 50th anniversary of the emancipation of slaves. He earned his bachelor's and master's degree at the University of Chicago and still had many friends there. As he joined thousands of Black Americans overflowing from the Coliseum, which housed exhibits highlighting African American achievement since the abolition of slavery, Woodson was inspired to do more in the spirit of celebrating Black history and heritage. Before he left Chicago, he helped found the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History. A year later, Woodson single-handedly launched the Journal of Negro History, in which he and other researchers brought attention to the achievements of Black Americans. Born in 1875 in New Canton, Virginia, Woodson had worked as a sharecropper, miner, and various other jobs during his childhood to help support his family. Though he entered high school late, he made up for lost time, graduating in less than 2 years. After attending Berea College in Kentucky, Woodson worked in the Philippines as an education superintendent for the United States government. He earned his bachelor's and master's degree in the University of Chicago before entering Harvard in 1912. 3 years before the founding of the other association, he became the second African-American after W.E.B. Du Bois to earn a doctorate from that institution. Like Du Bois, Woodson believed that young African Americans in the early 20th century were not being taught enough of their own heritage and the achievement of their ancestors. To get this message out, Woodson turned to his fraternity, Omega Psi Phi, which created Negro History and Literature Week in 1924. But Woodson wanted a wider celebration, so he decided that the organization he founded should take the task on itself. In February of 1926, Woodson sent out a press release announcing the first Negro History Week. He himself chose February because the month contained the birthdays of both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, two prominent men in historic achievement African Americans already celebrated. Lincoln's birthday was February 12th. And Douglass, who himself was formerly slave, hadn't known his actual birthday, but marked the occasion on February 14th. as other schools and organizations across the country quickly embraced Woodson's initiative, he and his colleagues struggled to meet the demand for course material and other resources. His other organization branched all over the country through its national headquarters, remained centered in Woodson's row houses on 9th Street in Washington, D.C. The house was also the home for the Associated Publishers Press, which Woodson founded in 1921. The author of 20 or more books, including A Century of Negro Migration, The History of the Negro Church, The Negro in Our History, and the most celebrated text, The Miseducation of the Negro. Woodson also worked in education as a principal for Armstrong Manual Training School in D.C. and dean at Howard University. Clearly, Woodson never viewed the study of black history as something that would be confined to a week. As early as 1940s, began to expand the public celebration of African-American heritage achievements into a longer event. This shift had already begun in some locations in 1950 when Woodson died suddenly of a heart attack in his home. With the rise of the civil rights and black power movements of the 60s, young African Americans on college campuses were becoming increasingly conscious of the historical dimension in their experience. Younger members of ASNLH, which later became the Association for the Study of African American History, urged the organization to change with the times and including an official shift to a month-long celebration of black history in 1976. On the 50th anniversary of Negro History Week, the association officially made the shift to Black History Month. Since then, every United States president has issued a proclamation honoring the spirit of Black History Month. Gerald Ford began the tradition in 1976, saying that the celebration enabled people to seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of black Americans in every area and endeavor throughout our history. And Ronald Reagan's first Black History Month proclamation stated that understanding the history of black Americans is a key to understanding the strength of our nation. I give this to you, ladies and gentlemen, because all too many times we hear the chitter chatter amongst our own people. Why did they give us 28 days? Let me and my co-host reaffirm, they gave us nothing, but we stood on a platform and continue to stand on the shoulders of Carter G. Woodson and others like him. But because of him, we collectively celebrate Black History Month. My name is John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob the Wise Son, and this is another Black History Moment from the Get Down. Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that dude that you just heard giving you some jewels and nuggets about black history, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself. Ladies and gentlemen, J. Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Man, listen, it's just another day in the hood for me. But I get to be in the hood and hang out with my brother and get to share the gift of poetry amongst a whole lot of people who enjoy what we enjoy. And think about it, man. Somewhere out there, someone's having a bad day, but they came to the Get Down to get fed so they can have a good night. That's a heavy responsibility, man, and I think our shoulders can carry the weight. How you doing?
Oh, man, I am doing phenomenal. Can't wait to get this show started even more. Tonight's show
I agree.
By none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Got mine.
I got yours. You got to get yours. Come join me and Van on this good trip that we on by supporting Raw Links.
Absolutely.
You will not regret it.
If you happen to be listening in online, let me give you the dial-in number just in case you would like to be a part of this show tonight. 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here.
Yeah. Please.
What are we doing tonight, Jay? What are we doing
Van,
tonight?
Van, come on, man. Bro. Come on. Don't make me do this to them, Van. Don't make me do this to them. Listen. I'm going to tell you something, Van. Don't tell nobody else. It's between me and you.
All right, cool.
But I have been wanting to have this conversation about black love for a hot minute. And you're one of the few people I can actually talk to.
Word.
But how about somewhere we get down and go on to get down and let's have a conversation about black love. The pros and cons of it. And mind you, when I say black love, I'm not talking about the complexion. Black love could be anything. Because sometimes love is dark. Sometimes love is pitch black. Sometimes black love just happens to have a bright spotlight. The question is, where are you on the evolutionary scale of black love? I'm interested.
You know, before we get to that conversation, let's give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hey, y'all, if you don't know him, get to know him.
Please.
But drop a line in his inbox and let him know you need some Raw Links. Or just say thank you. Thank you goes a long way.
How about you now, just say that Jay Robin and Poetic sent you? I just want to say
that would be
dope.
You know, that would be real dope. Now continue as you were, Jay Rob, as you were, my brother.
I'm trying to have the conversation about black love, and I'm just interested as to what first of all, what do you think before we get into any piece? And I'm really curious what the audience thinks. I'm really interested in what the audience thinks.
Yeah, I'm interested in what the audience thinks too, but you know, black love is an amazing thing. You know, some of us have it, some of us don't. I do encourage it. The sad thing about black love is that it can also, you talked about color, it can also be black and blue. And that's the ugly side of black.
Okay, you know, it can also be black and blue. I like that.
Yeah. Because some people have been on the side of the black and blue side of black love. Yours truly included. You know, so black love, you know, it can be a lot of things, just like J-Rob said. You know, what about you, Jay?
You know what's
what
funny?
About you?
It's funny. Because I have seen the dark side of black love. And there's a part of that that has darkened my heart. But I've seen a side to black love that is bright as a supernova. Which leaves me continuously hopeful that finding my romantic opposite is possible.
I could dig it.
Even after the heartbreak I've been through, even after the tears that I've shed, even after the begging someone, don't leave me and please take me back, even after all that stuff that made me say, you know what, for unlawful carnal knowledge of this, because love ain't sugar, honey, iced tea. I'm still hopeful. At the end of it all, I'm still hopeful.
Absolutely.
So I would be pro-black love. But what about you, Jay? What say you?
You know, Jay, I would have to say I would be a con for black love.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you have a piece to explain your position, brother?
I mean, pretty sure I do.
You know what? I challenge you to give me a piece and explain your position. And I'll do the same thing to you right now on the spot.
Well, brother.
Challenge accepted?
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. And because you know how much I love you, you go first since you are kind.
Now, my brother, you know,
yes,
you
sir.
Actually spoke first because you're a pro and I'm a con. So we got to
get
the pro out of
the way. You know what? I digress. But you accept the challenge, though, right?
Of course. Without question.
Okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
No problem. Then let's go. I'll go first. You ready? Just tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Cool. Okay. Let's go. Van. Have you ever thought about how beautiful it is to be in love with a sister so chocolatey that she is absolutely necessary? I mean, that dark chocolate love, that why you got me going crazy and I can't wait to see you kind of love. I mean, man, that I can feel you when you ain't there anymore kind of love, when it's your name that I sing kind of thing. I mean, bro, that kind of love. That kind of love is magical, man.
You know, Jay, I have. But all that chocolate going to have me up all night. My sugar's so high, making my blood pressure rise, right? These sisters are so fine. It hurts to just make one of them mine. We talking necessary entrapment, necessary entanglement. I'm down for dark caramel and light skin ebony. Love for real. Had me loony without the tune, so here's the deal. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt in all caps that says Black Love Don't Give a Fuck About Me. So, Jay, you see?
Bro. Okay. Listen, Van. Black Love has been asking for your hand, but you demand a hand that has never been held by a pro. Just know how beautiful the world looks when it has made the world look like a place that's never been out of place or out in space. Man, I'm telling you, this Black Love thing is the truth, and I watched it up close. And ever since my youth, Van, I'm telling you, the only thing dark about this are the thoughts that we have and the people we see. This Black Love has uniformity in its pleasantry and its pageantry in everything that you and me see, Van. I'm telling you, I'm really looking at this thing differently. I just need a girl that's so dope that she jams like a Glock and walks sexy as hell like she's prouder than a peacock.
Bro. My hand, I've given on more than one occasion for my Black Love to go through litigation. Oh, I had some pros and being liars and cons and beautiful world. We all can see created by the gods. This place, called in space, outer space, reminds me of this destitute place where dark love energy used to flow. Now, the void no longer can glow. The difference between you and I never knew that Black Love was even a thing, so I had no clue. My thoughts came from a fabricated lies from movies and televisions of just how good black can be. So I envision how black love can be for me when it chewed me up and spit me out, creates trust issues filled with doubt. Glad I didn't have a Glock. Because I'd be behind bars around the clock behind Black Love, Jay.
Okay, Van. Okay. I feel that. But as a matter of fact, let me give you this and give you something else to look at. Have you ever wanted something so much that even your heartbeat spoke to you like this was some kind of voodoo? I mean, have you ever wanted to feel something soft in between your fingers that held you tighter than a boa constrictor? Have you ever wanted someone so close that you threw caution to the wind in the name of personal sin? And all jokes aside, man, have you ever met a woman that quivers your insides with all things being true? I mean, think back to that day, man. Shit, brother. And just ask for that to be deja vu.
Jay, you funny, bro. Man, I've always wanted what my heart can't have. So much so, love's hyenas just laugh. Spoken words create more malicious intent. Black love is ever distant. I don't need black love to have something soft between my fingers. Doesn't matter how her melanin scent lingers. Oh, Jay, she did hold me like a boa constrictor. Squeezed the love and life right out of me. Go figure. Oh, the wind? It did caution me, bro. Stay far away from black love and grow. Yeah, there's a few that made my insides quiver, especially when her black love poisoned me and I would shiver each time she said, I love you, with those lying lips, too. No, back in the day, thinking is needed, because when it comes to black love complications that made me heated, you can have it, Jay. You can have it.
I say. And that's that piece. I like that, man. Very good.
That was dope.
Very
man.
Good
was
back
dope.
And forth with you.
Hey, I appreciate you writing my parts for that, bro. That was phenomenal, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, please don't believe this. This whole thing was Van's idea, and he said, this is what you're going to say tonight. And I said, "What your wish is my command, sir, and this is what we have." But this came out really good, bro.
Yeah, bro.
This came
amazing.
Out really good.
Artist, bro. Yours did too, man. Yours did too. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. The Pros and Cons of Black Love by J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Now,
outstanding. Yes, sir.
Outstanding, my brother. Outstanding. What an honor it is to scribe with my brother. Y'all know. What an honor it is to scribe with the Wise Son. If you don't know, you better reach out to say, yo, bro, let me get a little bit of that. Collab with me.
I was fixing to say that. If y'all don't know what it's like to collab with Poetic, not Van Meadows. Van Meadows is a very good poet. Poetic is a spoken word machine. If y'all don't know what this is, y'all better need to collaborate with this cat. Pat him on the shoulder slowly and be like, I heard you want to get down, and I was wondering, can I get down? Or like that record in Ice-T's music when he said, brother, how can I be down?
Damn.
That's what I'm talking about. New Jack Hustler.
New Jack Hustler.
New Jack Hustler. Hey, man, listen. We could sit here all day. Y'all know how we do. We can do this for 2 hours nonstop. But it ain't about us.
Oh, you already know it.
It ain't about us.
That's
it's about y'all. So we say we open up these mics, Jay, and let's see how they feel about this black love, pros and cons. What do you say, bro?
Let's go get it, man. Please. Like Jay-Z said on T.I.'s record, let him out.
Absolutely. First up on the mic, y'all, we got one half host of the Love Zone. If you missed the show last night, ooh, it was something amazing. Amazing. The host of Express Your Vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss VIP.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, good evening
to
you. How you doing, pretty girl?
I'm good. I mean, you guys, y'all set it off for real. Y'all had some dope. That was dope.
Glad you enjoyed what Van wrote. Thank you so much.
Yes. I'm glad you enjoyed what Jay wrote.
Okay. Oh, boy. Here we go.
I mean, you know the brother's a phenomenal poet. You know he's a phenomenal poet in his
absolutely.
Words.
Absolutely.
His gifts, mm-hmm. When it comes to pen and pad is just something wicked.
Yeah, I got you. I got it. Nice subject.
Well, thank you to get down. Thank you for that compliment. We
absolutely
love you for that. Mm-hmm. And Van, do you want to kick it off with the conversation, or should I?
Man. You know what? You go ahead.
Okay, cool. Miss VIP.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, we're having the pros and cons of black love. Aaron, if you heard me earlier, I said black love don't always have to be skin tone. However,
that's
it could be whatever you want. So are you pro or con black love? And before you answer, is your piece locked and loaded to express your vibe?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
I see what you did there.
So if this is the case, you like what I did, Van? You like what I did?
I like what you did.
See?
I like what you did.
I mean, I do everything Van tells me to do. However,
with this being
the case, and since your piece is locked and loaded, I'm not even going to say go ahead and go get down. Beloved, I would like to start the evening off with you and say, Ms. VIP, please step to the mic and express your vibe.
Thank you. Black love, a thing that's not unique, yet to obtain it, maintain it, unless you're willing to work at it, remains the biggest mystique. The pros of such a love is smiling, just thinking of that special one, marveling how your love came to be, how you want to build a kingdom, yet appreciating their hobbies while you have your interests and freedom. Coming together in love is the greatest feeling, and each time gets better than the last. The maturity lies in the fact that no one brings up the past. Each kiss, each touch, every sensation permeates throughout your body, and you think, who loves this man more than me? Nobody. The look he gives you when he sees you is the look of I love you till death do us part. Black love to some is a lost art. The cons of black love can be deal breakers like cheating. Men can't believe she gave her heart to another man. Women can't believe how he cheated, refused to take him back, and how that mistake won't be repeated. Trust issues abound when it comes to wanting black love, because you've been down the road before, and you'll be damned if you're hurt again. What remains is your pride that you must set aside before letting someone in who's knocking at your heart's door. You must discuss children, whether to have them, how to raise them, and never use a child as a pawn is stupid to do. Remember, that child is black love, too. They may blame themselves, do something dangerous, leaving you and your king bereft. Money may be another con that people break up over, divide equally to pay what's owed and keep the rest. It's possible. And it may be best. So black love is beautiful, but it takes so much to achieve. And you can have it if you only believe. And that's that piece.
Black love is something you can achieve, baby.
You can have it. You can
talk
have
about
it.
That Disney wish upon a star type of love.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
See what happens when you ask the sister to express her vibe? You see what you get? Y'all need to stop playing. This sister's a real poet. Stop playing, y'all. I know it's a lot of P's, but you get the meaning.
You get it.
What did you think, man? What did you think?
Man, I thoroughly enjoyed this piece. I mean, you know, I knew the poets were going to bring some heat tonight. I'm probably the only con in the room tonight, to be honest. But we'll see, because, you know, y'all got away with y'all words. Y'all trying to woo me and sway me. But, you know, I could dig it. Excellent piece.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Now let everybody.
I mean,
go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry. Forgive me, bro.
No, I was gonna say I appreciate you more than Van. I mean, he tells me what to do, but I appreciate you more than that.
I doubt it.
I'm
doubt
just trying
it.
Not to get
doubt
fired.
It.
I'm just trying not to get fired.
he's a modest. He's a modest one. He's a modest one.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
Before mm-hmm. we get you over to the Get Down dance floor and you to go ahead mm-hmm. and listen to that song, I Love the Nightlife, I Love the Boogie.
I Love the Boogie.
My bad. Yeah, got caught up for just a second. But let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe and Dynamite Show last night. Man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, it was.
Well, every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my diva, my sultry diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the Love Zone. And on alternate Friday evenings, I am hosting Express Your Vibe.
as y'all can tell.
I'm in the mode right now, but anyway.
As y'all can tell.
Yeah.
Go ahead, finish. You finish, girl.
It's open mic, and just come as you are and express your vibe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all heard it.
Yes.
Come through mm-hmm. and express your vibe.
Express your vibe. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I know I will.
The Get Down dance floor. Go ahead and shake what your mama gave you. Oh, sorry. We're talking about black love. All right. No trap music, y'all.
Yes.
Allow me to let you know something. I know our bartender is not as pretty as Kalinda on your show with your co-host. I got someone tall, dark, and handsome that's been waiting for y'all.
My man
Abdul. Abdul's over there waiting for y'all.
Abdul.
So, yeah.
Well, then
yeah.
I'll go over and introduce myself.
As you should. Tell him that Van sent you. He'll get it.
All right. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Great
and
start.
We thank you.
One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby.
One love, one mic. Baby.
Man, this how we doing. This how we doing. Oh, man. Are we ready to keep this party going? We ready?
I would say yes, man. I would say yes.
All right. We're going to move from one half host of the Love Zone to the other half host of the Love Zone and one half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have La Perla, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. What's good?
What's good, Giggles? How you doing, baby?
Oh, God. Yo. Let me tell y'all something. First, wait. Let me come in, my diva. Diva, remember that child is black love, too? That's the line for me. Right there. Love that peace. Love that peace, girl. Yes. And as for you, gentlemen, y'all gave a rawness tonight unlike I'm used to from you guys. That was such a dope collab. Man, keep it up. Very, very dope. Loved it.
Thank you. Thank you. We're humbled.
Thank you.
Glad you
I'm extremely
it.
Humbled. And on behalf of Van and his pen, thank you.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Very, very nice to you. I was like, okay. Y'all tonight.
Listen, tonight's
man,
a good night to be on the Get Down, baby.
If y'all only knew how me and his brother get down, if you only knew.
One day, me and Van are going to tell y'all a really personal story about tonight's show. And y'all going to be like, impossible.
Lord.
But
I can't tell
you.
You know what? You know what we can say, Jay? You know what we can say, though?
What?
We can say that we wrote this piece in a matter of less than 10 minutes. We can say that.
Stop.
Yeah.
We can
say
that.
That is the absolute truth.
Wow, y'all got great energy between each other. That's what that is. You're in sync. That's what's up.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Now,
absolutely, thank
now,
you.
Let's take the shine off of me and J Rob, because we don't need it. We don't need it. We enjoy it, but we don't need it, because right now it's time for you to shine. So whether or not you.
No, you didn't.
Get you so bad.
Oh, man. To the listening audience, if you'd like to know why we're laughing, why this is so funny, please check out Tuesday night's show of Fly Speak with host Mahavi. And enjoy. But,
oh my God. I have to say it's impeccable timing. You are crazy.
I'm going on mute. Y'all wasn't supposed to hear that. I'm so sorry. Y'all wasn't supposed to hear that. I was readjusting my microphone and I put my microphone close to my mustache. Y'all wasn't supposed to hear that. I'm sorry. I'm going on mute. Van, you talk to her. I'm going on mute. I'm muting my mic. I'm muting my mic. I'm muting my mic. In the studio, I'm muting my mic. I hate you both. I'm muting my mic.
Oh, my God.
All right, La Pearl La Negra. As I was saying.
Oh, shit.
We would like to hear whether or not you're pro or con for black love. So we're going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I am definitely pro love. Definitely. Everything about it. All right. This is an older piece, but I've been tweaking it and playing with it a little bit for the show because I really didn't write anything. So here it goes. You ask the question, how bad do you want to be in black love? I want so bad to smell the smell only our body chemistry emits. That brown skin mixture is heavenly magic. The love language through our eyes, because we just know without speaking that nothing need be said. I want my evermore to be my forevermore. Forever. And yes, I want long, uninterrupted eye gazing, nights of just kissing all night and holding hands in the rain. I learn what you teach as we teach we, because we're all that be in this black love, and how we understand the imperative importance of the continuation of us. I don't just want to be in black love. I want him, we, us, to be of it. Black love is like a spell of enchantment. As we worship the sun-kissed melanin we covet, that unmistakable pull of, I know you, and lust, like when first you meet. It is intriguing and attractive and undeniably seductive. We just know it's heaven sent. Like the bright glow of the North Star breaking through the cover of night. Black love is family. My children, his children, our children. Loving everything African about each other and ethnicity. Seeing and appreciating the potential, so allowing each other to be ourselves, while morally supporting each other's gifts and dreams, sexually giving each other what we need and want, essentially. romantically showing the love we have through dating like it's a new relationship. Constantly strengthening our tie that binds through the dark times in this fight through light. And lastly, accepting each other's path as well as to come unconditionally. This is how bad I want to be in black love. Because black love togetherness is the ultimate strength. And that's it.
I goodness. Black love together is the ultimate strength.
Yeah.
Long, uninterrupted eye contact. You hear this?
Yeah, man. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Got me ready to do this for hours and hours.
I'm ready.
How hard it is to keep black love together with everything, not only just the relationship itself and the basics that kind of ups and downs, but the fight every time you walk out your door just to stay together. Because not only do we have to deal with the outside, the other races, we got to deal with the battle between ourselves, our people hating because we're happy or we're just strong together. Man, look, if you can stay together in black love, you got the ultimate strength there, I'm telling you.
Van, everything she just said, the whole time she was talking, all I heard was, love zone, I want a love zone for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Say, baby, what happened? Did you miss me a little bit? Yeah,
oh, my
I missed you too. That's what's
y'all
up.
Y'all are a mess, y'all. Thank
that
you, God. Y'all.
Phenomenal.
I'm just saying.
Right, that part. Now, before we send you an over there with Ms. VIP, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Yes, please.
I sure can. Alternating Saturday night with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, that crazy mountain man, Stan the Man Phillips. On Wednesday night, I am one half host of The Love Zone, where I'm in there with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. Viatic. And now we have a topic that's kind of like floating around. I got some ideas in my head for whatever it is. I know you're going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in The Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. One love, one mic. Get on over there to that dance floor and always take your socks off, baby, baby.
One love, one mic, baby, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was La Pearl, a negra. Oh, my goodness, man. It's like I said, man, a lot of pros so far, man, a lot of pros. I see what y'all trying to do. We're
trying to bring you over to the dark side, Van. Come home to Jamaica.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. You know what? Let's see what the next caller got. Let's see if the trend is going to continue. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby. Hey, J-Rob.
Oh, no. If he get hey, baby, I want hey, baby, too.
What's up, love?
Mm-mm. Oh, hell no. You said, hey, Miss Lips, and you went right in like you were playing in his hand. Shit. You were like, hey, baby. Oh, hey, J-Rob. No. And see, this is how that life and privileges shit started. We're on the show. This very nice lady gets on the show, and she was like, oh, hello, Van Meadows. Oh, Mr. Metaphoria, god damn. Hi, J-Rob. I'm like, bitch, please, I had a good day at work. nice to me.
Oh, man.
Come on, J-Rob. You know I love you.
Uh-huh. That ain't what you said, though. I'm just saying. I was like,
I'm
wait
sorry.
A second. I recite nice poetry. I mean, I'm
you,
not handsome and light skinned and hazel eyes and bald headed with a long with a long
oh
beard
my.
Like my brother.
You all right, bro?
I'm cute. Yeah.
Get some of that water. Get some of that H2O. That's some high quality H2O. Get some of that H2O.
I'm cute too. I'm cute too. Ben, could you talk to her for a second? I'm going to get some more water. I'll be right back.
Miss Lips, you see the kind of you see the kind of ruckus you cause up in here? You see
I do nothing. I just spoke.
Oh man.
Okay.
It was,
I'm gonna have to get some back channel love to say Rob because he said and I didn't mean to.
She said, "Hey, baby," like she was playing in his beard, like come hither. And he's like, you know, J-Rob's in the studio too. And she looks over. Oh, hi, J-Rob. I'm like, okay. Like Van Meadows is all that hot bubbling steak, and J-Rob is just a side order of fries. I was like, okay. I'm used to it.
Oh, you
this
know
is
it's not
DSP,
even that way.
This is where LSP and DSP started. I thought we were done, Van. I thought we were done.
This is exactly how LSP and DSP started. Without
exactly how it started. And the lady was very nice when she called in. Very nice. You know, verbally flirtatious. Because she was like, hello, Van Meadows. I was like, God damn, I can't wait till she says my name. Oh, hi, J-Rob. I was like, it's just about it. Bruno Mars wasn't even out yet, and I was like, "This."
Oh man, I love it, bro. I love it, bro.
It's all good.
Y'all
it's
are
all
crazy.
Good. Well, it's all good. Since she was so adamant about the whole "Hello, Van." Please continue, Van. Please continue.
It'd be my pleasure, Jay. It'd be my pleasure. Since, you know, but hey, Miss Lips.
Yeah.
As you can tell, there's a nice little theme going right now. You know, I was hoping that I'd have somebody on my team for cons for Black Love, but there's been so many pros so far. So me and J-Rob going to get out of the way and hear what you have to say. So go ahead and get on down.
So my piece is addressed to the brother with the con. Open yourself to me. Open yourself to me. Let me show you how safe it can be. Your past was traumatic and you're feeling the static, but please open yourself to me. Give me a moment of light that can pierce through your darkest night, show you how it can feel if you allow yourself to heal and give homage to the things that are right. I know everything you've been through and what society has done to you, and I know that I can set you up on a plan to love you in ways you never knew. 'Cause my love for you is sweeter than honey, and what I give is worth way more than money. I can see who you are, and if you follow my star, one day you'll leave cloudy for sunny. You deserve so much more than you know. You've been stifled, unable to grow. You've been locked in a place of despair and disgrace, a place that diminished your glow. Come and find out what I'm all about. Put an end to your suffering and doubt. Stop allowing the things others expect you to bring. drag you down so that you can't get out. See, only you can make the right choice. Only you can give me a voice. No one else has the key to turn me loose and set you free from the prison built up without choice. I am out here waiting on you to realize all we can do. If you took hold my hand and left fear's command and just loved me, honest and true, open yourself to me. Poem.
I knew it. Another pro.
Allow me to say something first so she can address her Van Meadows. Very nice piece. I really enjoyed this piece. I would love for you to post it on the event page. I have some more stuff to say, but I'm not light skinned. Y'all have a good night. I love you and I love you. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Hey brother, for the record, Nino Brown stabbed the pen through the light skinned dude with the pretty hair. I'm just saying.
Look, Whatever, man.
But very, very lovely piece. I hear the power in the words that you speak. Since you addressed it to the brother with the cons. But I knew that y'all was going to come in. And y'all was going to try to smooth me over with the words and all of that beautiful stuff. Yeah, I could dig it. I ain't there yet, though. It's going to take some more convincing. But dynamite piece.
Thank you, brother.
Now, we're going to send you one over to that Get Down dance floor so that you can go ahead and shake what your mama gave you. DJ's got tracks that he's playing over there.
Okay.
Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
And let me let you know before you get over there, Abdul is not light skinned.
I'm just saying. I have love for chocolate in all of its flavors.
I had to hire a dark skinned cat because too much of this sun driven love going around. And I was like, all right, already. Right. Not that I don't love you, but I'm just saying, all right already. All right.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying. She said, hey, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lips, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
J-Rob, you are something else, bro.
These are your friends.
These are our friends.
Not when they don't love me. These are your friends.
All right.
I'm calm next. Now. So who we have next, brother?
Next up on the mic, we have Amelia T. Davis. Welcome to the Get Down.
Good evening, Kings.
Evening.
Very good evening,
evening.
Lovely. Very good evening.
Thank you. I'm one of the ones that had a difficult day, and yes, I came here to find some joy and enjoyment, and so here I am.
Glad to hear. Welcome.
Thank you, Van.
J-Rob, the wise son.
I'm listening.
My brother.
Oh, my bad. I was somewhere else because I was still trying to get over that last segment. I'm trying to get over that last segment. My apologies. Poetical Angel Queen, thank you for coming on the Get Down this evening. Tonight we hope
you
find your stay very well.
Bob King.
So, the question is, two questions, actually. The first question is your piece locked and loaded?
Yes.
Excellent. Are you pro or con on Black Love?
I'm with Van when he said I've experienced black and blue. And
so you're saying
yes.
Con. You're con.
So that's a con, but I am going with the pro tonight.
No. You're con. We're going to leave it like that. Your piece will explain what that means. However, would you please do Van and myself the favor and the honor and just go ahead and get on down.
Okay, this piece is called Unknown Love. He swept into my life like a beautiful dream, waiting for so long, that special chocolate king. He is everything I hoped for and more. It began as two strangers being polite, speaking to one another in passing. It grew over time, stronger, more profound. Two single folks enjoying each other's company. I remember our first date, candlelight dinner at an Italian restaurant, wine and delicious pasta and pizza. Staring into his eyes like I'd never had an opportunity to before. Smiling as we talked well into the night. He was a gentleman, drove me to my door, a hug and a kiss goodnight. Our conversation on the phone and texting, delightful and romantic. The second date was at a jazz club, dinner, then cascading across the floor in his most capable arms to the smooth jazz being played. The closeness of his body had me enchanted, with my heart beating fast against his chest. Again, as the night came to a close, he dropped me off again at my place with a hug and a kiss. I was fast becoming addicted to his soft butterfly kisses and strong embrace. Date three was at his place as he cooked us dinner. Again, jazz music playing as we ate and talked. Curling up against him as we spoke about our past and of our future. Goals, achievements, disappointments, and desires. It's been months now, and I'm falling hard for this unlikely king of my heart. When once I was sad and lonely, now my future looks truly exquisite with him in it. Love has absolutely found me. It was so worth the wait for him, my phenomenal chocolate king. My future with him is still pending. Just a fantasy of what one day would be reality. He is my unknown love. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
I genuinely like this piece. It's speaking of an unknown love, whoever he may happen to be at the perfect time of choosing, unbeknownst to either person. I like this poem.
Thank you.
I genuinely like this poem a lot.
Thank you, J-Rob.
Van, most welcome, beloved. Van Meadows, what say you?
This is a really good piece. Not only is she talking to this unknown love, but she's projecting it into the atmosphere that she has hope. Right? And it radiates throughout the piece. So it was a very, very good piece, Amelia. Dynamic. Excellent work.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Van. Blessings to both of you. Shout out to For Real and to all of Epiphany. And Many blessings to you as well, J-Rob. Much love. One love, one mic, and blessings.
One love, one mic. Get a little
one
on the
one
dance floor and hang out. Take your socks off, baby, baby. Ladies
yes.
and gentlemen, that's Amelia T. Davis.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Tonight is the Get Down with the humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and my brother, Mr. DSP, J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Tonight is a good night. I'm not complaining. It's a great night, and I'm glad to be able to share it with my good brother on the Get Down.
That's
a great night.
Yes, it is, brother. Yes, it is. If you're listening online, the dialing number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you desire to be a part of this show, this conversation, please press 1. Next artist
honestly,
on
don't
the
bite.
Mic.
Who we got?
Oh, I don't mind if they bite. But next artist on the mic is one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Queen Simmons. Hey, Edwina. Edwina, are you muted?
Edwina.
Rookie mistake. Very sorry. Good evening.
Hi, Edwina.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening. How are you?
How you doing, Poetic? How you guys tonight?
Doing
tonight is a very good night.
That is
why?
Wonderful.
Because you're here. Because you're here.
Oh, thank
Cause
you.
Because you're here. That's why it's wonderful. And I said it before Van did. Because you're here.
I'm just
if I share a previous conversation.
I'm just going to bring up the
say
rear
again
and just say I'm glad as well that you're here. But go ahead about the previous conversation.
No, I said if we're going by the previous conversation, I guess I'm stepping in on the DSP side. We need to have
you didn't know about that conversation.
You got some backup. Okay.
I got some backup. I got some backup.
That's all
I got
good.
Some backup. You know what? Right now, right now, right now, you're my favorite.
Oh, right now. I love it. Thank you.
I love
I've
it.
Got back.
Good job. Good job. Good job.
I've got backup.
Hey. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, good brother. Yes, you do.
I got backup.
Edwina.
Yes.
Now, so far tonight, there have been all pros, one con. Then we had one that was a pro and a con. So we need to know whether or not your piece is locked and loaded. And if it is loaded, are you prepared to give your pro or your con?
Yes, I do have a piece locked and loaded. And for now, I'm on the side with Dan. I think that black love is so complex. And it's complex and it has to evolve. And we can't stay stagnant and play games of trying to keep people in the same box. But it's so hard to find two people that can get there at the same time that until you get there, nah. No more half-stepping is the way I feel.
She was my favorite.
This is based on my own experience, and my piece is going to tell you why I feel that way. Based on my own experience, it requires a lot, and it's worth it. It's worth it if you find the person that's in the same page as you. But
I'm just trying to clear my throat. She was my favorite.
Well, listen, while he's clearing his throat, I'm going to push
for
him
now,
off the
you
stage.
Said for now.
I'm pushing him off the stage. And you go ahead and you get on down.
Okay. All right. I want to be good for you. I do. I want to love every part of you, be a salve for your scars. I'd like to give you the brilliance of the stars and to kiss the blues off your shoulder and to share you with the caress of the moon. Be full and new as she and I make an audience where your chest is bare. Yeah, I want to be a team player. I want to do my best to be good for you, like a humble stew, a sip of bitch's brew. I want to compare to a lock of your dear mother's hair. You know, good, exceptional, acceptable, accepted. So much of me requires your proof. And to deserve you, I must be good for you. It feels like nothing less will do. You deserve better. You deserve the softness of rose petals, the presence of jasmine in your oils. You deserve soft kisses on your weary head, and a soft bosom to fold into, a cradle of an arm to come home to. You deserve to love a love that makes you never feel alone, too. Alas, here is the bounty of the love you've sown for your own reason, the reaping of a half-assed tilling season, the strangled fruit of a garden unweeded. The bed you made is the one you sleep in, but you deserve better. You deserve to be believed, to be kissed with the faith of an eyelash wish. You deserve to be cleaved with the oneness of one skin, that one flesh type love, enveloped deep in the fit like a glove type love. You deserve forgiveness. You deserve better than the rigidness of our shared cynicism. You deserve a love that holds more weight than your indecisions, and I'm willing to give everything but up to give it. I'm trying to be good for you, for the chance to take in your every exhalation, for the small piece of peace you can't begin to comprehend, the lengths I'm willing to go to show you that I want to be good for you. I want to be a shiny thing with reflective plastic teeth, ever beaming automaton, shiny as the pedestal you put me on. I want to be effervescent for you, ever pleasant for you, exceptional, acceptable, accepted by you. I do. At least that's the notion that I conceived when I believed it was possible, until I found myself searching for my own name in a place where it lived without blame, and the last part of me remained tucked away in the closet on the outside of the cosmos to make room for you. And that's that piece.
Mom, can I have one? I want one of her. Yeah, one of her. I'm not even gonna lie. If a woman talks to me this way, it's going to be a problem. I might have to rethink the whole con thing. I might have to rethink the whole thing. Yeah.
J-Rob. Hold on for a second, because my mother's saying something to me. Hold on.
Ma! They started this light skin shit again, and she's not even... No! It's the one I told you about. Yeah. She's talking nice to Van now. No, we ain't friends no more.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Y'all wasn't supposed to hear that. My bad. My mother was talking to me.
Oh, my God.
This was an absolutely exquisite piece.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed the wordplay. I liked it a lot. And there's a couple of words that you used in here as part of my regular vocabulary, so I was really digging the wordplay on that. But
thank you. I appreciate it.
This is really, and all bullshit to the left, this is a really dope piece.
Thank you.
I'm really digging it, so I'm digging that.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Nah, we
she
appreciate
said,
you.
I want to be a team player like Humble Brew or Bitches Brew. No, she did throw some Miles Davis up in there for me.
Yes.
But I digress, because I snitched on you and told my mother what happened. And you don't like me yelling in the house,
this was
my mother.
I mean, there was so much dexterity in this piece that it was just like, you know, if I was at a live event and I probably was on a date, I probably would be dateless at that point if I heard this piece.
Yeah, I would look at my date and be like, you got to step your game up. Sorry, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. No, you're right. Listen, you need to step it up. You need to step it up. But that line.
My date would look at me and be like, why are you staring at me like that? I said, did you just hear this shit? What's your problem?
Right. Yeah. That part about the pedestal that you put me on, that was so freaking dope. Mm. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God.
I appreciate that.
Man,
I love it.
Now, before we get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, can you please let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe and abroad?
Surely I will. So I am one half host of Epiphany Radio's newest show, King and Queen's Quarters, with my co-host, my royal counterpart, King Atterbury, and myself, Queen Simmons. And that's going to be Monday, March 14th, and alternating Mondays thereafter, 9 p.m.
You said with my royal co-host. How come I'm not your royal co-host?
King and Queen's Quarters.
I know we're family, but I'm just asking. I don't have a cool nickname like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you do. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it?
No, I'm not ready. She called you baby. I am not ready for it. No. I'm not ready. Not ready. No.
You sure?
I'm prepared to just. Nope. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Tell me on Saturday. I'm not ready today. Nope.
Okay.
I listened to this beautiful poetry because she used to be my favorite, and then I listened to someone say, "Hey, baby." Oh, hello, okay. J. Rob. You're here too.
It's okay.
My feelings is not hurt. It's all right.
Oh, God. Oh.
Edwina, this piece was absolutely fantastic. Please, if it's not too much, post it in the event page because somebody else is going to get what me and Van just heard and love it to death.
All right. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. I'll certainly do that.
Absolutely. And stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. Get out there on that dance floor, and whoo! I want you to move like your words moved in that piece. Yeah,
okay.
That part. All right, one love, one mic.
Really, that's what you're saying? For real?
One love, one.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, that was Queen Simmons, host, one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. Every other Monday here on Epiphany Radio. Next up, we got area code 347. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
347, this is the Drive-By Poetess.
Hey,
Drive-By
Poetess,
what's up?
How are you?
What's up? You thought I had to come by shoe one.
We're glad
you're here. It's a good night, Van. Don't tell
night.
Me God ain't good. God's even listening to the Get Down. You see who's
That's
on the
right.
show now?
Right. Absolutely. I sure do.
And your collaboration was off the chain, man. I mean, it was tight.
Thank you so much for that.
I mean, it was flowing. It was flowing, man. It's good.
Thank you so much.
We did that without practicing.
Without practicing.
Wow.
No practice.
Hey, that's who you are.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. This was great. And it's wonderful having you here tonight. It's been a minute since we had you.
It sure is.
It's past my bedtime. I'm sitting here on my computer shooting bullets while I'm listening to you all. but I'm ready to go.
That's all right, J-Rab.
Indeed.
You do the honors, my brother.
I most certainly can. Drive by. Again, welcome to the Get Down. I have two questions for you. Is your piece locked and loaded?
Yes.
Fantastic. Would you be pro or con?
This sounds like a con.
I'll work with that because it's you, and you know how much I love you. I'm going to work with that.
Yes.
So, since this is a con, I'm going to move Van out the way because you hear him clapping in the background.
It's,
I'm going to tell my mother on you in a little while. But it's cool. J-Rob love you anyway. So, me and Van are going to step out of your way, let that spotlight hit you and your microphone, and would you please go on and get on down.
All right. This bullet's going to be tonight for realness' sake. Freedom is not free, and sometimes neither is a love or relationship. A price has to be paid for a love relationship to go around the bend. In the beginning, a loving relationship is in the honeymoon period. Then the honeymoon period ends, hopefully feelings grow and extend. Everyone wants something real with someone real until they meet someone whose real standards challenge them to be real consistent, real considerate, real committed. And then what we have here is a need to be and for deep, real communications in the beginning. We have unexpected goals that the one who we pursue opens up our nose. This is a price to pay for this honeymoon phase. For now, we'll call it happy days. Freedom is not free, and sometimes neither is a loving relationship. We love to jump on board the good ship Lollipop, never knowing when the ball will drop off, gone like a gun shooting to the heart, pop, pop, pop. The honeymoon ends and you're left in the room. It could be a room of gloom, a room of sadness, tear, loneliness, or gladness. If the price isn't paid, it could become a room of madness. We get comfortable and familiar with each other as the price for realness changes. We start to say what's on our mind and how we said, what we said persuaded me. Real communications, real talk, so thick and deep. We want to see who is going to walk the walk or maybe even retreat. A chance to show familiarity with each other and display some personality defects. The price we pay for realness' sake. The way we smile when we talk, the stride of pride when we walk. The hugs and kisses, the caress that never misses. The spot that made you feel brand new, praying that no one is using you. To pay for real emotions is a price never too high. You want to experience everything from 1 to 9. There's nothing that could take the place of honesty, the truth, the simplicity of getting to know and love someone who knows when the price is right. Right, it may be for some of us who think there is no fee and challenge you to give all you got and feed into their insecurities. Like raw coal gets pressed, pounded, molded, and blessed, like the diamond earrings I wear with my dress. You will go through changes, both great and some small, but in the end, a loving relationship will form. When life gives to the givers and takes from the takers, all that's left is the real fakers and those who oppose your happiness. May they dance, prance, stand in your victory. Now, this is for realness' sake. It's that peace.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of your work for real, and this is testimony as to why I'm such a fan of your work. I miss hearing you when you recite what is from your pen. You are awesome. Thank you for this.
I thank you. Y'all just need to get on my Facebook page, my poetry page. I'm really shooting out some real good ones, you know, this season. You know, this is my season to be blessed, and my fingers is bleeding today.
May I please ask if you could tag me and tag Van? I will follow you to the ends of the poetic earth. Please, oh, please, oh, please, tag me.
All right.
Van Meadows, what say you?
Man, this right here was some serious ink, right? Because when you listen to it, right, you think that she about to go real conscious, but she does go real conscious, and then she brings it back to love aspect. Then it's like, boom. Like, wait, I got these holes in my torso. Dang, did I just get hit by some real bullets? Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Dynamic ink.
Mm.
Dynamic ink indeed. Phenomenal. Please make sure you tag
Thank
us.
You.
Please.
Thank you so much. I sure will.
Thank you. Man. And we're going to send you one over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can, you know, you got to put the guns away now. Dance a little bit. Then you can go back to shooting them off.
I will.
And whatever you drinking, tell Abdul J. Rob got that.
I hear you.
Absolutely. All right, Queen. One love, one mic.
One love.
Ladies and gentlemen, the drop.
I really like her pain.
Came in here and used the mic. Ooh. Shot up the club.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Shots fired. Bang, bang, bang. Love that.
Absolutely. All right. Next artist on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Essentially Janice. Hey, Essentially, how are you?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. I'm doing great. How are you two?
Hello, Janice.
Doing pretty good.
No, Van, don't take this away from me. She said it very nicely, so I said it nice back to her. Don't take this from me. Hello, Janice.
Me too. I've been out all night.
It was the people. You heard what they said. It was Van.
They started it. They started it, huh?
It was them. I didn't even do nothing. Mm-hmm. I just came on the show and was, you know, hanging with Van, and then they said all that stuff about him being all, you know, handsome and stuff, and calling him, you know, baby, and all that other stuff. You heard him.
I did. Amazing collab, by the way. Amazing collab to open.
I'm just saying.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're a beautiful soul, and I appreciate you.
J-Rod wrote both pieces. He wrote my part.
Got you. Okay.
Janice, you've been a member of this family for a long time, and you know I don't write like that. And I'm pretty decent at this, but the brilliance of Van Meadows tends to come out in poetry oftentimes than not. And you could tell by the way that piece was written, that wasn't a J-Rod script. That was a Van Meadows write.
I heard it.
Yeah,
I ain't got no problems giving that brother his props.
Right. That was
I grow flowers in my apartment strictly to give Van certain times of the year. And you know Father's Day is coming in his birthday.
Oh my God.
Too funny, Jay. Too funny. But
what?
Essentially,
I do nothing. Go ahead.
Essentially.
Yes.
Tonight we're talking about the pros and cons of black love.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to, is your piece locked and loaded?
It is.
Well, we'd love to hear whether you're pro or con. So we're going to get out the way. I got to push Mr. DSP back because, you know, he'll stick around. But go ahead and get on down.
The title of this piece is My Energy, Though. You had ways of getting me to forget that I'm quiet, that I pause longer than most. There were times when I was comfortable enough to be seen, and when I smiled, you said that my eyes danced. It's when I smile easily that I forget what doesn't come easy for me. It's when I dwell on possibility and forget the worry. It's how I imagine this recurrent day that's flooded by orbs of light and silence and more than enough time to just be. And eventually, there'll be verses describing the colors that I see when I think of you. So imagine how my smile faded, how daydreams filled with simplicity and first embraces were invaded by your request to see more of me. And that awkward as fuck, arms crossed, silence-filled wait, that bait and switch, that energy shift was somehow attributed to me. And it's not like I haven't settled for shallow connection before. I've masked disappointment with occasional touch, with benefits that didn't benefit me long enough. I got used to excuses. Those I'm on my way text, followed by hours of ellipsis. Listen, I've booked rooms, but not really, knowing that at least three reasons why he couldn't come through was more likely. So instead, I went to sleep and woke with prepared fake surprise in response to his prepared lies. But somehow, disappointment still found me. I don't think you heard me just now. I know I speak softly, so I'm going to say that shit again. I actually felt disappointed about not seeing him until he responded to that disappointment with, babe, your energy, though. So I'm not new to this use of energy as a catchphrase, this deflection of who you are versus who you share. And I know that there's some trepidation navigating this new expression of wariness. You get to see in me. Thank you for that, by the way. But it's mixed with my smile and sometimes my laugh, and as hard as that may be for you to grasp, it's my energy, though. Essentially, Johnny.
Yo.
Bro.
Yo.
I got to tell you something, Van. When I hear her spit like this, I'm hearing Anita Baker instrumentals in the background. And it's just so perfectly melodic that it flows without effort, and it hits the mark with every punchline that she drops in. This is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely beautiful and absolutely perfect. I loved it.
Thank you. That's pretty cool. I'd love to hear some music behind us.
It's the spokenness that came with the abundance of power and the confidence of the words. His little voice saying these volumes, and then it's like, I'm going to say that shit again so maybe you can hear me.
Yeah, that part. The only thing missing is her tapping the phone. The only thing missing is her tapping the mic, like tap, tap, tap. You know, I'm going to say that shit again.
Right. Yo, this was a fire piece. Essentially, Zonies, I love this piece right here. Yeah. And I can hear some music. I can hear some music behind it, too. Mm-hmm. Cool. Absolutely. Whew. All right. We're going to get you on over to the dance floor.
Hold on, man. Wait. Before she goes to the
dance floor,
can I please say something?
Not yet. Absolutely.
Janice?
Yes, sir.
We miss you on the get down. Please don't be a stranger. Looking forward to hearing more of stuff like this. And I would love to put this piece to music. I would be honored to put this piece to music. We will talk after the show because this piece was absolutely awesome.
All right. Yeah. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Talk soon.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk.
Okay. All right. Get over to the dance floor. Shake it.
One love on Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is essentially Zanice, my guy, with that piece. Whew. Man, we're going to go from essentially Zanice to the host of the Tuesday Night Madness that goes down on Epiphany Radio, War Council, Honey Dripper 2.0, Fly Speak. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. You know what? Let me just bring my man in. Ladies and gentlemen, Mojave, and a brand new show that he's hosting, Fly Sleep. What up, Hive?
Whoa!
You know what? If you're choosing violence this early, I'm just waiting to hang up and go about my business.
What up, bro?
Cuzzo.
What's good with you?
Cuzzo. Cuzzo. That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Bro.
That wasn't me.
He didn't even
and you know,
you.
I stick up for my man, 50 grand. I love that dude. That wasn't me. I do not choose violence. I do not choose violence.
It's all love, bro. It's all love, bro. It's all love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's good, Huff?
Oh, no, nothing. You know, stop by the show. Show some support. You know, get insulted. Hey, you know, it's part of the course. I see how this works.
What are you talking about?
Did you hear Lisa Lips and how she addressed Van earlier?
No, I did not. I definitely missed that.
Bro, she came in. Do you remember that night when DSP and LSP started a long time ago?
Oh,
here we
Jesus,
go.
No. Oh, Cuzzo.
Cuzzo. Cuzzo, I know, Van, we got to go to the poetry with Cuzzo. Cuzzo, you know I'm not lying to you, dog. We family. Cuzzo, she came in here and we got introduced. She said, and you know, we introduced Miss Lisa Lips, and she, Van, you know, he spoke to us and said, hey, Miss Lips. She came off like Beethoven, and she was like, hey, baby. Oh, hi, J-Rock.
Ooh.
I said, ain't this some shit? I had a good day at work.
Oh,
like,
you here too?
Oh, hello, J-Rock. LSP started all over again, Cuzzo. LSP started all over again. And for the listening audience, if you don't know what LSP means, that means light skin privileges. And when he talks about me, DSP, those are dark skin privileges. But what you heard earlier on the Get Down was LSP. You'll understand more down the road. So the LSP was prevalent. But I digress.
Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain, all right? Because we all know that the man behind the curtain wasn't really the Wizard of Oz, okay? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, all right? So, J-Rock, go ahead and,
sir,
you know.
I get to usher my cousin in? Cool.
You do.
Cuzzo.
Uh-huh.
First, the LSP shit is real. However, got a question for you. Is your piece locked and loaded, brother?
Oh, give me one second. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Before you go into it, are you pro or con?
Pro.
My man. You know what? No, Van, move out the way. Move out the way, Van. Let my cousin do his thing. Hey. Let my cousin. Hey, you had the mic. You had the mic for a second.
Wait. I just need one of y'all for a sound check. Let me just do the sound check real quick. Just tell me if it's too loud. Just can you hear it?
No.
Okay, hold on. Let's try this way. Can you hear it?
No.
Yeah. All right. Hold on for one second. We just gotta be difficult. Everything's gotta be difficult. Nothing ever works the way I want it to. It's terrible. All right. Let's go over here. You guys just keep talking to me while I'm doing this because I'm trying to figure this out real quick. That's not it.
This dude got a playlist like nobody's business. I think he's stealing stuff out of your playlist, man.
Nah, I don't steal anything out of Van's playlist. His playlist is yet to match my playlist, so therefore.
Oh, but is that a challenge?
Shots fired? Not tonight, brothers.
First of all, you don't want that smoke.
We're all family.
I don't want it. I blow up. That's what I do.
We are family. We are family. We're not having that conversation. Are you ready, sir?
No, I'm not ready. I am not ready. I thought I was ready. I thought I was ready, but I wasn't ready. We're not going
to the next caller. It's on you. Are you ready?
I'm not ready. I just told you I wasn't ready. Okay. All right, I'm going to try this. I don't know. Let's see if this works. I am right where I
belong. Really?
At clipboard hell.
This is super terrible.
Allows you to choose your shift.
Are you serious?
You get to
just spit the peas.
I can't just spit the peas.
You'll get information.
I never could do that.
You can.
It doesn't work.
Cuzzo.
Okay, I got it.
Cuzzo.
I feel like we're on an episode of Getting Punked. Am I getting punked right now?
We getting punked.
Where are the cameras?
Let me see. There we go. Yeah. Okay, wait a second. Yes, okay. All right, let's go. Can you hear that?
Perfectly.
Okay. Lord, let me not be miserable. Let me not be a man who doesn't know he's a man. Let me love in the full content of my soul. Allow me, with your praise, to pour love and overflow in abundance, that my presence begets smiles, ask for hugs, good energy, and the currency of peace. Let me not be a man who hates love, sickens with sin and narcissistic tendencies, that was nurtured by another, a misbegotten father who walked further in imagination in hopes that he would be all in his dreams. Let not my hands speak pain and punishment because the shards of my soul are not tempered with kindness or understanding, that thinking that my yells or screams command attention, that fear is strength and violence controls when it's not me. That's not well with my soul. Let me not seek to take to fill a hole that will never fill, thinking that life is a bit of pill, that everything under my thumb, that this pie is given in crumbs. Let me not anger quickly. Let me love long and slow. Let my hands hug and my heart grow. Let me be in the know of your grace. Footprints being my pace, let me see your face and let me pray fast so that these blessings last. Let me be peace. I am powerful, loving. I am evolving, growing. I accept love and have the ability to give, safe and free to admit when I feel, know, and understand that I am loved. I give heart and understanding. I am a great father, brother, son. Fear is not my lot. It is only the rocket fuel propelling me to greater success. I am not the sum of my mistakes. I am the total of the wisdom gained. I am the push past pain. The struggle muscles claimed. I claim and affirm my essence of excellence. Blessed by your presence, let me love fully, free. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for giving all that you could to me. I humbly accept all praises due to you because it makes me, me. Your love allows me to love. Your grace allows me to share my face and to give when I pray on my knees. Understand, I'm a simple man, and I just want to understand what it is that I had to do to become a man. And now that I understand what you request of me, I serve you with the whole of me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for the love and the teaching. I like you this. All I will ever do is give praise. And as I raise my head to the clouds and understand, the most silent whisper that says comes to you loud, my faith greater than I must receive. You are all that I need.
Oh, okay, thanks.
That's it?
You know, we didn't know if you was done.
Well, you know, if I say poem, it's going to come up with somebody saying poem later. And if I had snored, that probably would have got more attention. So I just let it rock.
No. We are accustomed to you saying poem.
Exactly.
Okay.
Nope.
Exactly.
We're accustomed to you saying poem. That is your
not
word.
I'm not saying it no more on your show. You know why? Because every time I turn around, somebody's in the back channel making fun of me by saying blah, 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 poem. Okay, so we not going to do that. We're going to let it go. We're going to let it go. We're going to make you guess at it. We're going to make you
that
guess.
Is,
pregnant pauses. You know what? More than one way to skin a cat.
That is so foul.
Y'all
that
got
so
two
foul. But I get you.
Y'all got two more. You got two more days to clown. And then I'm taking the kids' gloves off. That's what I'm saying. You got two more days. So,
how do you figure we got two? It ain't even been a week yet. You don't know how to count?
I'm revoking your privileges. Y'all went off in the chat.
Clearly you don't know how to count. Like, you don't know how to count.
Anyway. If you're taking breaks,
you'll provide one thing's for sure. All right, bro. Get over to the get down dance floor and have yourself a good time. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way over is the host of the Tuesday Night Shenanigans. He is Mojave. One love, one Mike, bro.
One love, one Mike.
Peace, cuzzo.
Man. The piece was dynamic, too. Man.
Bro, this boy is dope.
Oh, without question. Okay. He didn't need the music, though, but he liked his music. Speaking of music, next up on the mic, we got C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, bro?
I'm trying to wonder, how do I follow the star of How to Be a Player and the star of Living Single? How do I follow that?
Your guess is as good as mine, because I'm just a fan of Van Meadows and my hobby.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Now, you know the star of Living Single, who used to be on Fact of Life.
Go
you know
on.
Yeah, that yes, voice. Sir. That voice, yeah. I'm going to have to be hired as a bodyguard, you know, basically have the baseball bat, be like Crazy Joe.
Now they call me Batman.
Right, yeah, man. I'll be like, do it expeditiously. Yeah, I'm going to have to do
love
that.
It, bro.
Like, yeah. So what's up, brothers?
Tonight is a great night, brother.
Interesting. Okay. So I saw the topic, and I also noticed that a certain member of the group, Shy, kind of peeked in.
Glad you're here, bro. Glad you're here.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
But. We're curious, bro. We're curious, bro. We talk about this black love thing, pros and cons. And we need to know if you're pro or if you're con, and if your piece is locked and loaded.
Well, I don't think I'm an amateur anymore, so it'll be apropos to be pro.
All right, my brother.
And,
okay.
And it's locked.
Go ahead and get on down.
All right. This piece is called We Developed in the Dark Room. You want the definition of black love? Dig, if you will, the picture. Do you see? Nothing. No color. No images. No silhouettes, but we're here. Our power is invisibility. We don't belong in the spectrum. Who cares who disrespects us? We envelope those in their fears. Those ones scared to be in our presence. We own the night. And we don't need stars. So stop running races that's trying to displace us. We can't change the world. We have to change. We just have to change ourselves, baby, baby. We exist as love against the bait of propaganda. Pride goes before the falls, and those who oppose won't be able to stand up. So here's a walking stick. And if they bump into things, it's no fault of us. All they have to do is open their eyes and admit once and for all we're called love, strong and solid as the rock of Gibraltar, alternating in direct currents. AC/DC is what we have to offer. We're back in black, breaking sound barriers of white noise, walking through the dense fog, emerging through the smoke. Victorious in this wrestling ring, still champions, undefeated, five fingers and a backhand in your face like John Cena. You can't see us. We developed in the dark room, shaking you like a Polaroid picture. 2 years ago, you saw us in 2020 vision. Now catch 22 like Emmett Smith. See clearly with emphasis. We, as love, is your medicine for a healthy life. I'm going to end this piece like my sister in poetry. Thank you for indulging me and letting me bless this mic. That's that piece.
Man.
A bad boy for no damn reason.
Bro, this was nice. I love the wordplay in this. I like when you say we developed in the dark room. Bro.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted black love. That's what you got.
Yeah, man. That man,
he said
clever.
Pro.
Clever.
He said pro.
Clever. Yeah, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal Inksy Double. Always, bro. Always. Just right.
He said pro, and I dig this piece. Particularly for me, I'm digging the wordplay, and I love how you put this together, but I'm a fan of your work, so the wordplay is always going to be special for what I expect and what I'd like to hear from you. And the fact that you're so diversified in your poetry and your delivery says a lot about it. So I'm just really digging it across the board. So thank you for this.
Oh, you're very welcome. I wanted to do that for this show tonight. That's why I wrote it.
Thank
Man,
you.
Man, I love it. I'm glad you did. Glad you did. All right, our good brother. We're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor so you can dance around with the crew over there because they're cutting up having a good time. And enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic,
thank
my brother.
Thank you very much. One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love to one mic, big brother.
That's our good brother, C-34 Music. Man, next up on the mic, man, we have our Caribbean brother. Ed Burks is in the house for the Get Down. What's good with you, brother? Me, brother?
Yeah, man, everything cool here, yeah, man. Just, feeling the show you're doing tonight, man. You know, so everything good here. How you doing over there?
Listen, I can't complain about this at all.
Absolutely.
And I got to tell you, you have put some really, really interesting pictures and some eye candy upon your Facebook page.
We try to do that, man. You know, it's a beautiful woman there. African American woman, black woman, Caribbean woman. Black is all good. I appreciate your appreciation for the other woman. Yeah, man. That's right. Bless me, brother, for that.
Bless you, brother, for taking the time out to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Trust me. Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Me pleasure, man. Trust me.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man. You're welcome, brother.
So, Brother Burks, I've got a question for you. The subject is about black love, so would you be pro or con when it comes to black love? And before you answer, is your piece locked and loaded?
Always, me brother. Like
love
a Glock.
Listen.
Yeah, loaded like a Glock.
Loaded like a Glock. You hear that, Zay? Loaded like a Glock.
Yeah, loaded like a Glock. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, man.
Listen, brethren, Van and I are going to take a step back here, so, and we want you to go ahead and get on down.
Yeah, I'm going to do my thing here. What we call erotic love spiritual poem we got here. So we wrote it the other night. We want to do it for everybody out there. Hope they have a feeling poem here. So here we go, son, my brothers. Relaxing with some reggae and a spliff. Feeling your peaceful spiritual vibe. Drinking a chalice of sweet Jamaican rum. With me sexy woman by me side. Me hear you in the shower. Me visualize your body dripping wet. Me fantasize about you wearing red lingerie. Wondering how sweet is your sex. You're in the shower smelling like jasmine. Your body blows me mind. Your dark skin shines from cocoa butter. You're the pure definition of the sublime. You walk slowly towards Zandai, lustily gazing into me brown eyes. You slowly undress me, then whisper, come kiss me lips, me breasts, and me thighs. You put your finger to me lips and say, shh. Tonight, me no want to hear no chat. Me want you to fuck me rough. You want to break me bumbleclot back. She whispered, we want you to dominate thy. Pull me hair, spank me round ass. Chat dirty to me enemy ears. Penetrate me with your big, strong black. The gal dropped down to her knees. She slowly took me deep down her throat. She looked deeply, sexually into me eyes. Then whispered, come rock me boat. She led I and I man into her bedroom. Her room was illuminated by candles, light. Her room smells like sweet incense. And her bed where we'll fuck all night. She whispered, come hear me, love. Come take the nectar between me thighs. Come elevate me above your heaven. Allow orgasms to echo into the night. We're relaxing in a king-size bed. Drinking Jamaican rum, sharing a spliff, sharing kisses of cherry wine, feeling the spiritual rapture of naked bliss. Amen. Rastafari, Jah love. See?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Nectar between me thighs. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Dripping on Miss Fine Caribbean rum with the spliff. We hear you, me brother.
Yeah, man, look a bit of island fantasy, man, you know? Look at island vibe, island fantasy. That's what I'm trying to put out there. Where you leave me poetry.
Yes, you did.
You see yourself in a Jamaica or Grenada or Trinidad. That type of team, man. Seeing?
Yeah, man.
Listen, that warm breeze coming up off the beach. Yes, sir, with a sip of some island rum.
Yeah,
don't
man.
Get me started.
Yeah, man, that's a vibe.
Relaxing with reggae and a spliff.
Yeah, man. The visual, right? The visual of it, man.
Yes. We all been there. I mean, we maybe you don't smoke no spliff, but you've been with your woman in that situation when she in the shower and you on the couch drinking and smoking and your mind is fantasizing like the water touching her body, the soap, what kind of lingerie the girl going to wear, what type of perfume, all that elevates the sexiness of the moment when your fantasy can run wild. And that's what a poem about, from a Caribbean brother with a romantic vibe. See?
I'm rocking with you on this.
Yeah, man. I think you guys have
Brandon, you outdid yourself on this one.
Yeah.
You outdid yourself on this one.
Yeah, man. Big respect, my brother.
Big respect to you too, me brother.
Yeah, man.
Send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor, me brother, so you can go ahead and pour out your own rum, because I know how you get down.
Yeah, man. True that.
One love, one mic, me Caribbean brother.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, me brothers.
Man, that's our brother Ed Burks. Man, ladies and gentlemen, if you are still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations, you've made it into the overtime hour. Those that were listening online can no longer hear what we're talking about, so let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, area code 573, welcome to the Kid Town. Who do we have on the mic?
It's Sinister Spoon. I got an invite to come crash this party. What's going on?
Hey, Sinister Spittle. Welcome, man. Thank you for crashing the party.
Oh,
good to hear you, brother.
Sinister, what's up, boy?
What's good, bro?
Not a lot, man. Just arriving here. Trying to get back into the arts and writing again, and I've written a few pieces and doing some prompts and trying some new stuff. So,
it's been a long time.
Absolutely.
It's been a long time since we heard your voice, brother, on the Get Down. Welcome back, my good friend. Welcome back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now I'm going to
brother.
Fuck the whole party up and put some pain and loss in this bitch. Cathedral glass. Blue and cold. Mm.
Go ahead and get down, bro. Go ahead and get down.
Cathedral glass. Blue and cold. Lifeless I have found you. Wretched be the day you went away. I'm not okay as I sift through pieces. Shattered aorta like broken glass. Distraught mania. We were supposed to elevate in spite. Lip full the sands of our hourglass was left. But tragedy took you sooner than that. Mercy died that day, cracked everywhere. Question reason. Splinters of glass fell from your cathedral. Walls shook with mighty vigor and pain. I can't trust my prospects. Reflecting the plethora of chaos ensued. Trace fully the spot you last laid. Walk a circle of regret and shame. Still, you took me back the night before. Love reblossoming, connections unite, trusting you, engaging your bounty for a lifetime I could stay. Decades together, yet I thirst you like new. Showered me in reconciliation, flooding tides. Alas, when I woke, I found you breathless, devastated eyes. Tried to reassemble the broken glass, mouthed my intent, but I was too late. Damn this pitiful and stupid death, broke down amongst your shards. Painfully, I lost more than a partner. I lost my heart. Jagged little pieces of despair I now sit, bleeding from my digits, sprawling veins. I'm lost without you, lover. I saw my love again. Memory of my wife, late wife. Peace, man. And peace.
Whoa.
Man.
That is heavy.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Yep.
Whoa. That's
trying to get it out, man. Better than my head. Put it on paper. You know, 20 years together, she spawned the greatest work of my life. She was the muse to my art. Good or bad, everything came from center of love. as it happened January 26th, the day we buried her mother, 5 days after her mother died. It's just been fucking crazy, man. I'm not okay.
You know what, brother?
It's all right, bro.
And it's okay not to be okay. But you got a couple of brothers here, and I'm speaking to me and Van and the entire Epiphany Universe, brother, that's behind you. So if you need to reach out, don't hesitate to reach out. And I have no problem reaching out to you just to check on you because I know what it's like. And it's okay. It's okay not to be okay, brother. We're here for you.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate that, fellas.
We appreciate you, bro. We're going to keep you and your family in our prayers as always, bro. We got you, bro. If you need us, just reach out. We're here for you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Sinister Spittle. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby.
Man, a heavy way to end the show. Heavy way to end the show. But y'all keep him in his prayers.
Yeah.
He's not okay.
And you know what, Van? That's okay.
It is.
That's okay.
It
because
is.
You and I and other members of the Epiphany Universe, we've all gone through things at different phases. And we've always been there for each other, not just because we're Epiphany, but because we're all good friends of one another in this community. And
correct.
That extends to a brother like Sinister Spittle. So
yes, sir.
We're here for him.
Absolutely, without question, bro, without question. He was the last poet of the evening, so go ahead and shut it down. We're going to start with, actually, before we get to last words, ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow for Express Your Vibe. Stay tuned. Just stay tuned. Express Your Vibe tomorrow. Saturday night is going to be Romantic Sensual Saturday. You know how we do. It's been a while since we did Romantic Sensual Saturday with your host, Poetic. Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be King and Queen Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. Make sure you tune in. Tuesday night, you just heard Mojave. It's going to be Honey Dripper 2.0. Wednesday night, y'all, is going to be the Love Zone. It's VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. And guess what? We'll be right back here next Thursday to do it all over again on a Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Last words, we're going to start with my brother, J-Rob.
Van, I want to say thank you. Thank you because, you know, we came up with a concept, and to see it to fruition like we always do, but to see it come off the way we did, and like we told the lady earlier, we did this with no practice. We wrote this literally in 10 or 15 minutes and made this come together, and I'm so humbled that the listening audience gave us the love that they gave us to help this come through.
Absolutely.
But, bruh, I love this show because you and I continue to push our pens and stretch that ink. And we're doing some phenomenal things. And with the help of the listening audience and the people of the Epiphany Radio Universe, this ride that we're on called the Get Down keeps getting better. And I'm so looking forward to how many more episodes that we have of just creating fun fandom when it comes to spitting poetry. You're the greatest. I love you, bro. Salute to you and everything you do poetically. And I can't wait for us to get together next Thursday night. My man.
Absolutely, brother. Likewise, man. I thank you for those kind words, man. But I'm going to echo them right back to you because you are a phenomenal individual, poet, general human being, good human being, and my brother. And I love you for it, man. It's amazing how when we put something out into the atmosphere and the Epiphany Radio universe rises to the occasion to allow their pins to be stretched. Now, I had a lot of pros on this topic tonight. You know, it's all right. It's all good. You know, I got like 3 cons. It's cool. But everyone has their opinion about where they are. And
you got 4.
And this show was actually, I got 4. Okay, I got 4. And the show was actually really, really fun to hear, to just do poetry, just let loose. And make sure y'all keep our brother Sinister Spittle in prayer, y'all. If you know the brother, reach out to him. Let him know that you're thinking about it. Let him know that you're praying for him. You know, we are poets, but we're also a community, right? We're one that hurt, we all hurt. To the Epiphany Radio family, you guys are some phenomenal poets. Your energy is amazing. I'm just glad that you take time out to hang out with us night in and night out on all of the shows. And you take 2 hours out of your day just so that you can come share your craft with everyone else. And we appreciate you for it. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio, and I will say it till I'm blue in the face. To our CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, thank you for trusting us with your vision and allowing us to be creatively expressive. You're a phenomenal dude, my brother, and I love you as well. Hey, but you got to go. We got to get up out of here. We got to go. One love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Peace, y'all.
Peace, family.